From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with the regional news update. Drivers for app-based ride-hailing and delivery services are suing to overturn a California ballot initiative that makes them independent contractors instead of employees eligible for benefits and job protections. The lawsuit filed today in the California Supreme Court said Proposition 22 is unconstitutional because it limits the power of the legislature to grant workers the right to organize, and it excludes drivers from being eligible for workers' compensation. The measure passed in November, and it was the most expensive in state history. Messages seeking comment from Uber and Lyft, who are the main supporters of the measure, were not immediately returned. The U.S. Forest Service and its partners plan nearly a dozen prescribed fire operations around Lake Tahoe this week to help clear out underbrush that can fuel wildfires. The service says smoke may be visible from the intentional burns, which are contingent on weather and other conditions. It says winter's cooler temperatures and precipitation often create ideal conditions for conducting the operations. And researchers say in a new study that wildfire smoke accounted for up to half of all small particle air pollution in parts of the western United States in recent years. The researchers from Stanford University and UC San Diego used satellite images and air quality data to model how much pollution was generated by fires. They found that even as pollution from other sources in western states declined, the amount from fires increased sharply. The findings underscore the growing public health threat posed by climate change as it contributes to catastrophic wildfires like those that we experienced in California and the Pacific Northwest in 2020. You can find more news online at kalw.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter or Facebook, where we update international, national, and regional news all day long. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.